Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good morning and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my wine review weekly. And today I have a Chardonnay. You know, I'm trying to find some different Chardonnays from different regions that I will be able to taste and see the different flavors and textures of how people make them. So I've been trying to find different ones from maybe California, France. This one is from Chile. Yeah, so this is a Chilean Chardonnay. It's from the Central Valley area, and I got this on one of the subscription ones as well. So it's a retail of $16.99. My average came up to about $8.99 to about $9.99. So it's a discounted because I brought all a case of these. But this is an NT Chardonnay from the Central Valley region of Chile. So this one is interesting. I really opened this up having some creamy mashed potatoes, a light fish with a small cream sauce. So I was expecting to get this creamy, oaky type of feel, just like you would normally get from Chardonnays from California. But this one was a little different. So I grabbed it and I said, what would I get from it? So let's go through the process and go from there. So, you know, once again, a nice, clear, yellowish, pale wine. You see that? So I said, so what are we going to get from that? Let's get the aroma. So a little, it's the lemony. I'm not getting any too much oak, though. And I'm kind of doing it over again, but it's really light. You can get some of the oak, some of it, but not really a lot, which made it really, really interesting. And you know me, I'm not a big Chardonnay, so I was ready for this. You know, I was kind of ready, and I got this very chill. I wanted to sit it out to get the flavors to come out, so it came down from there. So let's get a taste of this. So, nice, citrusy. With it being cool, a cooler taste to it, the flavors back off. So let me explain to you what I had when I had it at a 52 regular sit out. It had more melon taste. It had a melon and a slightly peachy taste to it. They're saying there's a little more of fruitful, you know, little flavors, citrusy fruit and hibiscus. I don't really have anything that I can define as hibiscus, you know what I mean? But really herbal, really they're saying it's got a herbal taste and everything in that matter. You can kind of taste that almost on like a, not a pepper, but almost like a yellow pepper, that type of greenish pepper, not hot peppers, you know, like bell peppers. It has that kind of taste to it. But if you let it sit beyond this very chilled, you'll get a lot more citrus flavors in it. That's when I taste a lot of that peachy taste that's in here. Right now, it's only really light. It's just coming slightly melony, but the peaches kind of came out another way. So when I first took it out of my wine cabinet, I was kind of like, let me pull this out, see what it tastes like. And it was really, really good. It gave me a lot of great fruitful taste. So I was really, really, I felt good on that. But this is a decent Chardonnay from Chile, from the Central Valley region, which I kind of enjoyed. I have this as a recommended Chardonnay. If you don't really have Chardonnay on your tasting of wines, this may be something to really you know, a good selection if you really want to try it. So this is the NT Chardonnay from the Central Valley in Chile. So check us out on YouTube on the Bougie Black Brother Network or Urban Wine Life on all podcast platforms, or go to bougieblackbrother.podbean.com where you can get all the podcasts that's related to that. But other than that, thank you so much for stopping by Urban Wine Life, and we'll see you next Friday.